Well, good afternoon, everyone. A lot of people like titles. If you want a title for this sermonette, it's The Rock That Killed Goliath. David, a man who became a man after God's own heart, had many challenges in his life. One of those challenges was when Goliath, a giant, as I understand it, about 9 feet tall, challenged the army of Israel, and all of that army was very afraid of Goliath. David, still a youth, was not intimidated. In 1 Samuel 17:10, you don't need to turn there, he chose 5 smooth stones with which he, with a sling, would use as a weapon against Goliath. As far as I can read, it was only the first of those stones that struck Goliath in his forehead and immediately killed him. Perhaps you might think these stones that he chose may be the size of a large marble. I think they were quite a bit larger than that. I have here 3 large, smooth stones, which in my thought would be ones that could have been David would have chosen. Large enough to do damage, but small enough to throw from a sling. Modern archery equipment shoots an arrow at over 300 feet per second. With David's strength, I believe he was able to, with a sling, throw that stone at nearly 400 feet per second because he was very strong. I'm going to pass around 2 of these stones for you to examine them. Trey, would you come and take one and hold on to it for a while and give the other? Well, he's coming to get it. You might even want, when you receive the stone, I'm going to ask them to pass it around, to lightly tap your forehead with that stone. And it would be obvious what one of these coming at you at 300 to 400 feet per second would do. Now, Trey, Jane tells me you're very hard-headed, so you may have to slam it against your head. I'm just joking. But I want to give you a caution. When a prop like this is used, it can divert your attention from the message that is to follow. And there is a message to follow. Every one of us has a Goliath, or perhaps many Goliaths to face in our lives. Go ahead and start passing the stone around, if you would, to the person behind you, or maybe it's already being passed. Just a few problems are with people, problem with addictions, job-related problems, and many other Goliaths. It's far too many to mention in a sermonette. They may have something to do with our obedience to God's membership in His church. Persecution. But there are other Goliaths. One of the strongest Goliaths that we may have to face is when we look in the mirror and we see a Goliath staring back at us. That old man is so difficult to conquer. In our calling to God's way of life, we, as David did, have to choose a stone with which to fight our Goliaths. As Scripture will show, that stone is a spiritual stone, and that stone is Christ. There are way too many Scriptures for me to turn and read all there is about a spiritual stone. So I'm going to paraphrase some of those Scriptures. in Daniel 2, verse 34, and then dropping down to verse 45, shows that a stone cut out without hands will destroy the governmental systems of this world, beginning with Babylon and continuing down to the very last days. In Isaiah 28:16, it says, "Behold, a tried stone." Certainly Christ was very tried. "A precious cornerstone," and how precious he is. "A sure foundation," and how sure that foundation Christ is. "Whoever believes will not act hastily." We need to be patient. We know that in the New Testament that Christ is that cornerstone, and the religious leaders of that time rejected that stone. Matthew 21:44 says, "And whoever falls on this stone," speaking of himself, "will be broken, but on whoever it falls, it will grind him to powder." Luke 27 pretty much quotes Isaiah 28:16. The scripture in the New Testament says that Israel was guided by a stone, and that stone was Christ. Christ was the God of the Old Testament. But let's do turn and read 1 Peter 2, verses 4 and 5. Give you a few seconds to get there. "Coming to him," that is Christ, "as a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God," and again the word "precious." "You also," that's us, "as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." David did not choose just any stone. Likewise, we must choose the right stone, and it's a spiritual stone. The Bible shows that it is very possible to choose a wrong religion, and that wrong religion is not always what we call pagan. It can be false Christianity. There are way too many scriptures that demonstrate this. So let's read just one. Acts 20, 29 and 30. Verse 29. Paul writing, "For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves men will rise up speaking perverse things to draw away these disciples after themselves." Certainly we that have been around a long time have seen this happen. Here's a physical demonstration of a false stone. It's just an egg. Pretty much the shape of those rocks that I gave to you. I originally put down that I was going to paint, but this turned out to be a brown egg. I didn't need to paint it. It looked pretty much like a stone. But it's not real as far as the stone is being real. And it's fragile. Mr. Moore drinks a lot of water when he gives his sermon. I'm going to leave this up here just in case he wants to take a snack in the middle of the sermon. It's easily destroyed. We can't easily destroy the glass in our lives, but Christ can, and he can destroy false religion. Much of the book of Revelation is about a deceitful religion that calls itself Christian, but it teaches exactly the opposite of what the Bible and Jesus Christ taught. The book of Revelation is a long and detailed study. In Matthew 24, it tells us that at the end time, if possible, even the elect could be deceived. And we need to keep that in mind and cling to the trunk of the tree and not be deceived. There is a mighty Goliath, a spiritual Goliath, Satan, a spiritual power that can only be destroyed by a spiritual stone. And that's God the Father and Jesus Christ. And that's where we seek our help. We've been chosen to receive that spiritual stone to use as our warfare against the deceitfulness of this evil age. Therefore, we must hold on to that stone and endure until the end, no matter what Goliath faces us.